For KCUR 89.3, I'm Lisa Rodriguez. There's another report on Missouri Governor Eric Greitens from the Special House Committee, this time about improper activity related to the charity he founded. To dive into details of the report, I'm joined by KCUR editor Erica Hunzinger. Hi, Erica.
Hi, Lisa.
So what's in the report?
Well, the report is based on interviews with former campaign staffers and thousands of documents from the Mission Continues charity. Essentially, what it alleges is that Greitens himself directed a campaign staffer to illegally obtain a donor list from that charity to use to fundraise for his gubernatorial campaign. It also alleges that he lied to the state's Ethics Commission, telling them in April 2017 that the donor list was an in-kind donation from a staffer.
Is this out of the ordinary? Why is it important now?
Well, there's a few things. One, the charity never gave Greitens permission to take that donor list. Two, the report, this is interesting, showed that Greitens was thinking about running for statewide office as early as October 2013. That election was not until 2016. The report really doesn't say what to do with this information. It's not a charging document of any kind, but it is important to note that Greitens does face a felony charge in St. Louis Circuit Court. The prosecutor alleges pretty much the same thing, that how Greitens' campaign got that donor list, and those charges were brought because the Attorney General, Josh Hawley, turned over documents from his own investigation into this charity.
So a fellow Republican investigating his Republican governor. How did we get here?
Well, this started about a month before the 2016 election, when the Associated Press reported that Greitens raised almost $2 million from people who'd also donated to the Mission Continues. They had this spreadsheet that showed everything. And then last April, the Missouri Ethics Commission fined Greitens for failing to report that this donor list was an in-kind contribution from a former campaign manager. But that former staffer told the investigative committee that that was not the case.
So what's the reaction been from lawmakers in the Missouri legislature?
Well, Democrats immediately called again for Greitens to step down. Kansas City's Gail McCann Beatty said it's either that or impeachment. Republican lawmakers, some call for impeachment. That includes State Rep. Nate Walker of Kirksville and Sean McDougan from Baldwin. And some of them have asked for him to step down, and some are just holding off entirely.
What about Governor Greitens?
Greitens did not turn to Twitter and Facebook like he has in the past immediately. His legal counsel put out a statement. Her name's Catherine Hanaway. She's a former Republican Speaker of the House. And in her statement yesterday afternoon, she said the report doesn't give the governor his day in court, that two of the people on the that the committee talked to were replaced before this election happened, and that the committee should have asked the campaign for its version of the story.
Right. So we've mentioned a felony charge, a state investigation, this House investigation. But this isn't the only problem, the only thing on Governor Greitens' plate right now. What else is going on?
Well, he faces two felonies, one of them connected to the Mission Continues, and one that goes to trial in less than 2 weeks. That one is an invasion of privacy charge, alleging that he took a nude photo of the woman with whom he had an affair in 2015. Now, the House has already put out a report on that situation, and it detailed conduct that some lawmakers said they thought it sounded like sexual abuse. Certainly, there were allegations of unwanted sexual contact. So that's just, there's two felonies. And then also, Gail McCann Beatty told KCUR's Brian Ellison last night that they're likely to call a special session after the legislature ends in 2 weeks to decide whether to impeach him. And it's possible that there would be a charge coming out of the allegation that he lied to the Ethics Commission.
It's a lot to keep up with in the Missouri State House right now. Thanks, Erica.
Thank you.